Welcome to Emergency Contact, the podcast where people tell good stories about bad injuries. I'll be your host, Brian Russo, and with me as always is my co-host, Mr. Andy Fitch.
Hey, everybody. Still not a doctor?
Yeah, we're not doctors, so it's not funny anymore, so just shut up about
it. Just leave it alone.
Just let, what is it, sleeping dogs lie?
Let dead dogs be buried.
Yes.
First and foremost, I want to apologize to our guest because I am roughly an hour late to record this.
Yeah, is there something you wanted to tell us about why you're late?
Well, I was on the subway. I was taking the R train.
Eat fresh.
Yeah, that's right.
Derailed.
Train jokes. I was on the R train coming from Manhattan into Queens, and we get to about Queens Plaza, and this guy... He was on the car I was on, but he was either homeless or maybe he worked a disgusting job or was wearing like derelict or something. But there's
let's not beat him down, all right?
Yeah, he had enough problems today. He just started going, and this person who is on the car with us, who is either a plainclothes cop.
Paul Blart Mall cop. Was it Paul Blart?
No, I mean, maybe. It was either a plainclothes cop or a very commanding Good Samaritan stood up and was like, we need to stop the train. And he, like, once we got to Queens Plaza, he stepped outside and, like, called over to one of the MTA workers. And they stopped the train and they didn't open all of the doors. They closed the doors again. They did that thing where, like, when the train is stopped at a station and they just used a little key to open one of the doors in one car. And they brought this guy out and we were there for like 10 or 15 minutes. The EMTs came and they're just talking to this guy and I couldn't really hear what was going on. I think he was having like chest pains or something like that. I've never witnessed somebody having a heart attack or anything like that, but...
It's the arm.
Though. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I've heard
usually
your
they
arm.
Grab your arm. Yeah. So they're talking him down. And eventually you hear them going like, are you sure? Are you sure? And then he gets back on there with one of the EMTs and the guy who may or may not have been a police officer. And from there, I took the slowest train ride ever from...
You could run faster.
From Queens Plaza to, 36th or something like that? The next station over, it was crawling. Like, babies crawl faster than that train went.
Whatever.
I'm stressed.
Take it easy, Andy. Take a deep breath and don't blow into the mic. So let's get our guest out here. Let's do it.
They've been waiting outside for the last hour.
Yeah.
Since I wasn't here, Brian didn't let her into the building.
Yeah, it's like, wait outside until we let you in. Today's guest is Brittany Tomkin.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, man, thank you for finally letting me in. I've been outside for like an hour.
Yeah. Well, I gave you some chocolate and seltzer.
That's true. You gave me Dove chocolates that have these like little inspirational messages on the inside, but they're not really inspirational as much as they seem to be anti-technology.
Yeah, it's just like, chastising people.
It's like burn your phone, but it's in like a nice script. Like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, call, don't text. And there's another one that was like, hashtag. Hashtags are stupid or something like that.
Ignore hashtags.
Yeah, basically.
So, you know Brittany from Brit and Brit. She's the second piece of Brit and Brit. Our first episode was Georgia, the Brit version.
Now, can I ask, do you guys argue over who's the first Brit in Brit and Brit?
We haven't really talked about it. It's just kind of considered one of us is Brit and one of us is a Brit. And so, you know, however.
Do you just assume that you're the first in the Brit and Brit?
You know what?
Get top billing.
I'm going to make the decision. You're the first Brit. Because you're actually Brit.
I guess that's true. I guess that's sort of like, you know, you never...
No, it's been decided.
Yeah.
No discussion.
That may not be canon, but, you know, fan theories are always welcome. So.
Okay. And I also want to mention that you write for Reductress.
Yeah. I've been doing that for a few months now. Got some articles published.
Great stuff. Finally. I like it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Andy, do you like it?
I love it. No, that's a big deal.
It's fun to write dumb things for the internet. That's what the future is.
I mean, hashtag no ignore hashtags.
I read that on a Dove chocolate bar.
The future is writing things on the internet. So Brittany has a story for us. She's been bugging us, wanting to be on the show. we're like, you know, I don't know if we're going to have time. And she's like, I want to tell everyone about this. It's the best story in the world. And I was like, you know what? No.
She started doing that Facebook poke thing. That's still around.
Yeah,
she's doing
poking
it.
Me. I'm like, Jesus, this is never going to go away. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, stay outside for an hour. Then I'll let you in. And then we'll do an episode. So this is it right now.
Yeah, it's so crazy that you remembered all of that word for word.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really incredible. That's...
I have a photographic memory.
Yeah, it's not that
for
crazy.
Words.
Yeah, that's an editaic memory when you like hear things that when you remember things that you've heard or read like exactly.
What's that?
That's like an editaic memory.
Encyclopedia Brown. Was that the books where the girl had a photographic memory?
I think so. This is all going to get cut out.
No.
Yeah. Well, Encyclopedia Brown was also a dude. So
what?
What? No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
How about you just. Tell us, finally.
All right. I will tell my brilliant story. So let's see. This had to have been, I guess, a couple years ago. It was like winter 2014. It was a Saturday night. I had just come from a birthday party in Williamsburg. And my roommate and I, we'd gone to college together. We had a place on Metropolitan. It was like super awesome. And this was a few days after, I guess, one of the big snowstorms from a couple years ago. So, you know, a lot of piles of snow everywhere.
The snowpocalypse?
The snowpocalypse, yeah.
Was it that?
It may have been. I'm not exactly positive, but, because you know how New York gets in the winter. You know, you have piles and piles of snow because it's we don't get snow.
Yeah.
And
there's no
we
place
do,
to put it.
Yeah, exactly. So they just kind of let it pile up on the corner. Anyway, it was about like 1 a.m. and my roommate and I were walking back to our apartment from our friend's birthday party. And I don't really remember much of the walk back, which I will explain later. But basically, I was not like wasted or anything. Like, you know, I had a few beers.
Sure.
It was like, yeah, it was like a fine evening of hanging
debauchery.
Out. Yeah, it was a sort of party where it was like. Like for whatever reason, they had a projector, but they were showing like horses giving birth on it. It was like,
oh yeah, I mean, I go to
like
those
Andy
parties
Warhol
all the time.
At this party or something.
Yeah, it was like kind of like one of those types of things, where it was just kind of like there's music playing, people are just kind of sitting around.
Horses are being born.
Like there were people that were having way more fun than I was, and it got to the point where my roommate and I were just like, let's just go home and go.
I've
to
seen
sleep.
Enough horse births.
Yeah, I've seen enough horse births. I'm ready to go to sleep. So we started walking back, and we were. Literally a block from my apartment when we were stopping waiting for the light to turn. And I just remember there was this huge patch of ice, and my foot slipped, and I went down. I went down pretty hard. I actually fell face first onto the large piles of ice that are, you know, sitting there in the corner that the city doesn't know what to do with. So it was just this huge pile of ice. Yeah. I just happened to slip on a small patch of it, fall face forward, and break my fall on more ice. So so that's what happened.
Well, and you were lucky that ice was there to break your fall.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if only, you know, if it weren't there, maybe I would have, I don't know, been able to throw my hand out, but that caught me before I even got the chance to. So I just fell face first into this pile of ice. And I remember the next thing I remember my roommate being like, are you okay? I'm just being like, yeah, I'm fine. After that, I don't really remember anything.
Oh, so you were not fine.
So I was not fine. I remember her asking me if I was okay. I don't really remember the walk back. And the thing is, I knew what was happening at the time. Like, I remember, like, we were talking about something or another. I don't know, probably, like, college gossip or something. Like,
oh, of course. Horse birth.
Yeah, of course. But I don't really remember that. But I woke up the next morning, and I was just sort of, like, kind of covered in chocolate, I guess you could say.
Kind of.
Are you sure it was chocolate?
I'm 100% sure it's chocolate. So here's what happened. This was like the week after Valentine's Day. Okay. And I'm one of those people who has a habit of like, oh, like once the chocolates are for sale, like as you know, as you brought me, I'm a huge fan of chocolate.
So you're an opportunist.
So, oh yeah.
Is that why you came on the podcast, just for the milk chocolate?
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. That's the only reason I'm here. I didn't want to tell the story. I just wanted to eat.
You're just making this all up now.
Yeah, I'm just
and,
making it up.
Yeah, that's why I don't remember anything.
Yeah. So apparently, I guess in my concussed state, I suppose it was sort of like a
fugue state?
Kind of. I forget. Let's see. It was like sort of like an amnesiac sort of moment of from head trauma when you can't remember anything. And sometimes, yeah. So I have like little flashes here. I remember like being in my kitchen in the dark, and I remember, anyway, point is I woke up and there was just like chocolate wrappers everywhere. And so apparently after going home, after injuring myself, I told my roommate, oh, you know, I'm going to run out to Duane Reade and I'm going to get some candy. And again, this is like 1 a.m. She's like, it's a 24-hour Duane Reade, so it's fine. But she's like, are you sure you're okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Again, this is what I was told. And I went to Duane Reade and I got some of the like really, really cheap Valentine's Day chocolate, like the Russell Stover's ones that have like all the treats on the inside. Yeah. So I did that. And I woke up the next morning with just this like box of chocolate. I think I found like a piece of chocolate like on my pillow that I just like hadn't gotten to yet. My bed was a mess. And so.
You sure that wasn't the maid leaving a chocolate on your pillow?
Oh, yeah. If only I had that type of service in my apartment.
Yeah, your maid sucks.
But okay, so it's good to know that worst case scenario, when I black out, my first instinct is to go get candy.
So you didn't brush your teeth after you ate all that candy? You
apparently
just went to
not,
bed?
No.
Oh, gross.
I know, right? Terrible. But
it's a good question.
The thing is, so the next morning I woke up and first I'm like, oh, that candy. And I was like, oh, my head hurts. And I was like, oh, yeah, I think I hit my head. And then I looked in the mirror and I had just a black eye, like to the point, like it looked like I'd gotten punched in the face. And it was like, well, sort of. I got punched by an ice cube, a very giant ice cube. I don't know, Frosty the Snowman, whatever you want to call it. But it was like, oh, wow, like this is you're going to have to go around in public like this for a little bit.
Oh, and, man.
Do you
bruise easily?
I would say yes.
That, like they can bump their elbow and it'll just be like a green, like yellow bruise after that.
I would say yes, I definitely do bruise easily. Although it tends to be more like where you can't see them, because like I walk into shit all the time. Like in my kitchen, for instance, like it's hilarious.
On
like
purpose?
No. I just
hey guys, watch this.
Hey, I'm gonna walk into this couch and hope for the best. I tend to walk into things a lot, and so I tend to have a lot of bruises like on my shins or like sometimes I get bruises like if I have a lot of books or something that I'm carrying like a big purse and I'll just like have it next to me and it'll just like hit the back of my knee and then it's just like, oh, you know, I have this bruise on the back of my knee now. But I had to, so let's see, that was a Sunday when I woke up and had this terrible black eye. So the next day I had to go to work. And so I thought, okay, I'm not going to be able to cover this up. So I'll.
You should embrace it.
Yeah. So sort of, that's what I did. So so back in high school, I was of a, what some may call the emo culture.
Rites of spring?
All about that. Yeah. amongst many others.
What was your favorite band?
Oh, man. I would have to say, like, for now, a lot of it is nostalgia-based. So I'd probably say Saves the Day because, like, it's one of those bands
through
that,
being cool?
It's so good.
Oh, fuck, what's it?
I'm a big fan of Say What You Are. Say What You Are is my favorite, but Through Being Cool is also up there. Like, it's great.
You're not
down with STD?
Not that kind.
Chris Connolly?
More Chris Cornell type guy. No, cut that out. That's not true.
Which Chris is your favorite musician?
I was listening to Miles Davis like in my backyard while you were at shows, like
getting bruised with.
Yeah. And I was from Long Island too, so obviously Taking Back Sunday and like Last Drop was a big thing. Brand new.
Adam Lazara from Taking Back Sunday smashed his face. Oh, this would be a good story.
Get him on.
He smashed his face in Buffalo and they didn't play shows there for like 6 years.
Do you know how it happened?
It was like a security guard like grabbed him and he like fell off the stage and hit his face on the barrier.
Oh.
I mean, I'll let him tell the story when he's on the show.
Yes, we'll get Adam Lazara here. I guess the takeaway from that is like having that like background as the emo kid is that I had like the black eyeliner was like the heavy black eyeliner was a thing for me. So like I basically just wore heavy black eyeliner and like also like would color in my eyelids with black eyeliner and all that stuff. So that's basically what I did for my other eye so that it looked like it was sort of even. Mm-hmm. Like, be like, all right, can't cover this up. So I'm just going to make it look like I have two black eyes and that it is a style choice.
You just went real hard into it. You leaned into
it. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what Lean In was about, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Now, do you think it would be easier to just get someone to punch you in the other eye to even it out?
I don't think so because, first of all, I don't know how many concussions you're allowed to get consecutively.
Oh, so you had a concussion.
I never went to the doctor about it.
That's good.
It was one of those things where it's like, well, I see the damage and I probably definitely had a concussion. I have like everyone in my family is like in the medical profession somehow. So if ever I need medical advice or something, I usually just talk to them and then.
But in this case, you're just like, fuck it.
I told them about it and they're like, if you feel okay, like, you know, I spent all day Sunday resting and they're like, you know, yeah, you know, you're probably fine. Like, it's okay.
You went to sleep and woke up again. So
yeah.
You're
so
okay.
The fact that,
that's a good sign.
That's always a good sign. Right. So on Monday with my black eye, I went to work and I masked it by having, you know, putting makeup on my other eye. But interestingly enough, so most of my coworkers were like, they're like, oh, like, you know, stylistic choice.
And pretty rad get up.
Yeah, pretty rad get up. But
you going to see Saves the Day tonight?
Yeah. But it's kind of like I was one of the younger people working there. And and this also wasn't the first time I walked into work with a visible injury, which I can get into later if you'd like. But
they're like, Brittany, there's a knife in your shoulder.
Wait, what?
You're like, oh, dude, let me fix that. Stick a knife in the other shoulder.
If only it were that simple, right? Oh, man. But so there was a concern at work. They're like, oh, like, you know, are you seeing someone? Like, is everything okay? Like, you know, like kind of concerned that I walked in with a black eye.
I fell down some stairs.
But, you know, instead I was like, no, I really did. Like, my roommate was with me. She saw me go down. I hit my face on some ice. But they were, my coworkers were concerned because a lot of them had kids that were like a little, like around my age. Mm-hmm. This is like not long after I graduated college. So, it was just like, you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, you can talk to someone if you need to. I'm like, I swear, like, I promise, I'm just really klutzy.
So they didn't fall for the makeup at all. They just knew off the bat.
No, they did. But I felt the need to point it out when, like, I don't know, some of them were just like, I wasn't like trying to hide it. Like, I wasn't going to be like, oh no, nothing happened. Like, you know, if someone asked, be like, oh, new makeup today. I'm like, oh yeah, well, actually, funny story. I'm only wearing makeup on one eye just to even it out because I hit my face this weekend. One of my coworkers had like several sons who play hockey and who had like suffered from several concussions themselves. So he was
a hockey accident.
They played hockey. I don't know. Yeah. I guess when you play hockey, much like football, you just kind of get beaten up sometimes. I don't really know much about sports. As you've probably figured out, I'm very klutzy. And so that was never really my thing when I was younger. But like I said, this is the second time I'd come into work with some sort of visible injury. The first time wasn't actually an injury. It was just I'd just gotten a new bed that was infested. that was infested. Thankfully not with bed bugs.
With what?
It was not with bed bugs.
Like
which,
birds?
That would have been kind of cool. It's like, oh, like really takes feather mattress to a whole new level there.
Can you have a bird infestation?
I'm just going to ask.
I don't know if I've ever heard of that.
It was I guess it was dust mites was the thing. But I kept getting bitten. I kept waking up with these like I guess they weren't really bruises, but they were more like hives, but they would like, they were raised. So yeah, they could have been bruises. And so that had happened like 6 months prior. And so between those two incidences of just like, you know, me having like blown up parts of my face from like just this reaction to these mites that were in my bed, to then like several months later coming in with a black eye, they were like, are you sure that you're okay?
You're having a rough go at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, no major injuries since then. But it was an experience, or I guess it was. Again, I don't really remember.
Oh, yeah,
because
true.
Because I was very concussed.
Now, do you think you did anything like crazy that like no one knew about? Like you actually
there's security cam footage of you at Duane Reade.
Yeah, like
going nuts. Like,
or you like went and like bet on a horse race and won a bunch of money and then blew it and on chocolate.
I mean, I would say probably not, because
it was
like,
that night.
It was also just like,
or maybe you witnessed some more horse births.
I witnessed a live horse birth instead of just video.
Oh, yeah.
At the racetrack.
Right, yeah.
You go straight to the supply.
I feel like it's not... I feel like it's not so out of the question that, again, me in my blacked out state would just, like, go get candy and then go home and eat in bed. Because I feel like that's just, like... I feel like I've done things like that before, being blacked out for other reasons.
That's your crazy level?
Yeah, like, my level is crazy. It's like, oh, I want to eat some food that I like that's really sugary in my bed while I watch Planet Earth. I'm pretty sure that's what I did, because when I opened up Netflix the next morning, it was on Planet Earth.
It's like the first 20, on Planet Earth. The first 25 years of my life was basically what you're describing.
Yeah.
Like
in a basement.
Yeah.
Eating candy, watching Law and Order.
Yeah. And I was actually, the most disappointing part was that the next morning when I woke up, all the good ones were gone. So
you were a little mad at your blacked out self?
Yeah.
Why don't you save any for me?
Yeah, I was like, damn it. Like, I ate all the good ones. Like, I ate all the, like, the vanilla creams and the coconuts and all the good ones, and left myself, like, the shitty caramel nougat ones instead.
See, I'd be into that.
I like those, yeah.
I'd be into that.
I don't like, they stick, they make my
teeth sticky.
Do you still have
them?
What?
Do you still have them?
We'll eat them.
No. I'm pretty sure I gave them to my roommates.
Here, take my shitty candy.
Like, here, thanks for dealing with me the other night, or at least walking me the last block home before I immediately left to go get candy. Yeah.
So do you have any advice for listeners out there that might be in a similar situation?
Well, I think most people probably should go to a doctor if something like that happens.
Yeah.
If you black out after you've hit your head, you probably should see a doctor.
Yeah.
I did not. I just texted my mom, and
she's like, "Yeah, you're fine."
Yeah,
she's like,
"Pretty sure
get
that
some
was
chocolate."
Pretty sure it was something like that. So, if the streets/sidewalk are icy, Converse are probably not the best choice.
Oh, that nice tread on the bottom.
You're
gonna want to go for a nice Vans.
Yeah,
with a waffle.
Oh yeah. Like I said, emo kid, you know, all about the Converse. But to all emo kids out there, even if you are able to make both of your eyes look even when you injure one of them in a slip up, I don't know if you want to call it that. You know, just remember, like, the shoes won't help you, but the makeup tips will.
Yeah, I mean, just like, stay what you are. That's so lame. So, great story. I think we should play a game. What do you say, Andy?
I say play a game.
Brittany, what do you say?
I like games.
Do you want to play one right now?
Yes, please.
What do you want to play?
I thought you guys were about to say you guys are the guy from Saw. So.
Oh, I am Jigsaw.
Yeah.
I am Jigsaw.
Oh, yes. I am a psychological and also
You've seen
actual
Saw, right?
Yeah.
That was me.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the makeup on, but that...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was in Saw. I am a Tobin... What's his name? Tobin?
Tobin Maguire?
No. Oh, God. The actor who plays him. He's like... He just like plays the bad guy and everything because he has...
He's got a bad guy
like,
face, yeah.
He has a bad guy face. Yeah, exactly.
So you want to play a game, correct?
Oh, yes.
All right.
I would like that.
Okay, good. Because I spent hours crafting this. Okay, so this is a fan favorite game. Andy, would you like to introduce it?
This game is called Celebrities. They Bleed Just Like Us.
All right, let's hear that theme song.
We don't have a theme song for anything. We just put it in after the fact.
So the way that this game works is I'll describe an injury that happened to a celebrity. I'll give you multiple choice. You guess who it is. You think you can handle that?
I mean, you had me at multiple choice, but it was also the last thing you said, so.
Okay. Okay, so on the line today, it's a big deal. We have 400 Wumpa fruit. How's that sound?
Sounds yummy.
What would you buy with that?
What would I buy with that? Oh, geez.
Like four extra lives?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be like four lives.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So, number one, what Golden Globe winning director split their head open on set when they tried walking under a camera crane? Was it A, Ridley Scott, B, Duncan Jones, C, Baz Luhrmann, or D, all of the above?
Oh, wow. There's an all of the above option.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I can see that being fairly common, like accidentally injuring yourself by like trying getting under a rig.
Yeah.
But the question is, okay.
Well, specifically it was the weights on the end of the crane that he nailed his head on. I gave it away.
I'm gonna go with Ridley Scott.
Is that your final answer?
I mean, yeah.
Well, that's wrong.
Oh man.
It was C, Baz Luhrmann.
What? Do you know the movie?
It was The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. So that's one down.
All right.
Number two. What celebrity had to don crutches after injuring their right ankle, slipping in the mud while on a Goodwill trip to Haiti? Was it A, Susan Sarandon, B, Ben Stiller, C, Demi Moore, or D, all of the above?
This all the above stuff is just like kind of like...
Could have been a mudslide. They all went down.
I know. Like they all went down. So they injured. So this wasn't related. This is just a celebrity injury that just happened outside of like.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be on the set.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of like who does a lot of Goodwill stuff.
I'll give you a hint. They were all on this trip.
So it could have been any of them.
Yeah, it could have been any of them.
Okay,
or all of them.
Oh, that's true too. I'm gonna go with Demi Moore.
Demi Moore. I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh.
It was Susan Sarandon.
Oh, it was. She was my second option, but I thought, you know.
What a klutz.
Get it together, Sarandon.
Right?
Yeah, come on.
Like you and all your goodwill.
All right. Well, this is the last one, and then I think we'll give you a double or nothing, and just because I want to play it anyway. last one. What celebrity was hit in the head by a radio prop during a performance of A Streetcar Named Desire? Was it A, Orlando Bloom, B, Andrew Rannells, C, Kate Blanchett, or D, all of the above?
Hit with a radio?
Yeah, like a 60s radio. Like someone,
so it was a prop.
During their performance, they were in a fight, and someone threw a radio, and it hit them in the head.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Just like clocked.
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to think of the fighting in Streetcar Named Desire.
I mean, this wasn't supposed to happen.
I know. I figured as much. Okay. Who was the first option again?
There's Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom.
Andrew Rannells, Kate Blanchett, or all of the above.
And they've all performed on Streetcar Named Desire, or?
Well, I'm not gonna give you any hints on that, but like, they all performed on stage before.
Oh, yeah, I know they've all performed on stage. Like, I'm just trying to think, like, have I seen anything interesting? Like, I know Rannells is on Hedwig recently, but all right. I'm gonna guess Kate Blanchett.
Yes, you got it. All right. And you know, even though you're not gonna win those Wumpa fruit.
Oh man.
We'll let you double or nothing, so it's nothing or nothing. How quick did Kate Blanchett come back to perform? Was it after 1 day of recuperation, 3 days of recuperation, 1 week of recuperation? Or she came back the same night.
I feel like she would have like just kind of been a badass about it, and like if either same night or the next day. I know that's not. I can't really give two answers.
What's it gonna be?
Like, okay. I would say same night. I feel like she would have tried to power through it for the stage.
Should have went with your other guess. It was one day.
It was one day. Yeah. Oh,
she had to get checked out.
I guess that's fair. If you get hit in the head, that makes sense. Which is something I did not do, guys.
Right?
I did not get myself checked out, and you probably should if it ever happens to you.
Yeah.
So
if you fall on some ice and hit your head, or if you get hit by a radio,
a 60s radio,
a 1960s radio prop,
Yeah.
You know, check it out, because who knows?
You could be concussed.
You could be Kate Blanchett.
Yes.
I don't know what that was supposed to mean. All right. Well, I think that's all the time that we have for today.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah.
Well, as mentioned, I make videos with Georgia Hudson under the name Brit and Brit.
And you're the first Brit.
I will not reveal that. That's not something.
No,
that,
it's been decided.
I mean, technically she would be the Brit.
Yeah, it's Brit and the Brit.
It's Brit. Yeah, there's the Brit and then there's Brit. So, you know, it's always up in the air.
I think we could do a full hour on this.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
We're not trying to split you guys up.
Yeah.
And anything else?
We had a video called Sexy Anxious Girls, and I think hopefully by the time that this comes out, we'll have it on iTunes. We're going to be...
Yeah, Georgia was telling me like all the money for someone buying it off iTunes or wherever is going to mental
health. Yes, that's will cool. It will be donated. So so that should be out ideally by the time that this makes
you,
it.
You can download it elsewhere, correct? Or
I'm still waiting for the things to go through on our on our distribution side.
Your distro?
The distro. But we'll also have another video coming out again. Not entirely sure when.
So check out Sexy Anxious Girls. It's a great video. Very well done.
Thanks, sir.
And I guess we can expect you guys, you're going to be doing a split with Saves the Day, correct?
Yep. That's absolutely true.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up like we usually do, where we say, as much as we like talking about injuries.
We don't like getting them, and we don't want you to get them either.
Yeah. So stay safe out there, everyone.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.